You are now tuned in to Power Podcasts, the Empower Hour. Peace and blessings, beautiful souls. I am Brandy L. Bates, author of Moonshine for the Soul, The Art of Grind, and many other books. I'll be your host for tonight. You can find me on Twitter at Soledad Francis and on Instagram at Brandy Is Winning. Most of these podcasts can be found archived on YouTube, hashtag Power Podcasts, but please listen to them while they still have all of their spirit and vitality by subscribing to us on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, and or brandybates.podomatic.com. What's up, October? You are never in the wrong place. You are never in the wrong place. There is no such thing as being in the wrong place at the wrong time, or even the right place at the right time. When you dabble in love, you're working with the most potent and powerful energy in the universe. The most powerful and potent energy in this world, in this galaxy, in this matrix. Those little things that you seem to only see, you know, things that you notice. It might be the hummingbird outside your window, or it might be a certain arrangement of numbers on the back of a bus, or it may be a certain configuration that you notice on a billboard, right? Little things that you alone see are not by chance, okay? We don't know what we don't know. We don't know so much. And that's why it is imperative that we keep anchors, maps, and compasses with us at all times on this journey called life. That means surrounding yourself with people who are smarter, wiser, have more game, got more mileage than you, right? People who are smarter than you by leaps and bounds. You need these people who keep you anchored, rooted, grounded, your stabilizing forces. And especially when you get too caught up in ego, it's good to have people around you who remind you of what matters, remind you of what's important. The maps are the people who show you which way to go, right? They think of the few times in your life, maybe in your childhood, maybe in college, maybe your first, you know, your first job or what have you. Think of the few times where someone really put you up on game. Those individuals who put you on to things you didn't know anything about, right? They usher you around and they seem to know the lay of the land. It might be when you moved from your first neighborhood to, you know, move to a neighborhood where you didn't know anybody, right? You were the new kid on the block. You were the new kid at school. You didn't know anybody. And just think about how that felt, how that may feel when you don't really know your way around, when you're disoriented, right? And you need somebody to kind of give you a little guidance, give you a little push in the right direction and say, this is where this is, that's where that is, and this is how you get from point A to point B, right? Okay, it's as if these people are divinely sent to you at just the right time. And I know I'm not the only one who has experienced this. And it's like they just seem to be heaven sent. Like they just seem to be directed to help you. Some of these people we experience, you know, in school, in our neighborhoods, in wherever you spend your most time, right? Also, when you naturally have a healing aura, this is for the flip side of that equation, when you naturally have a healing aura or a healing energy or frequency, you attract a lot of damaged people, and having them in your life can be draining. So when I say that to say, when you have somebody who really rocks with you and who really loves you and who really is loyal to you and good to you, and they don't have to be, because they may be in a you know, in a higher lane, in a faster, you know, in a higher league, but they just naturally, you know, like you, rock with you, admire you, and want to help you. This is key, because a lot of people don't recognize this until you no longer have these people. Some of them are family, you know, some of those people that give you orientation and configuration were your parents or your older siblings. Some, you know, it's in the family. Others, it's total strangers. But you know them when you experience them. Your gut often knows someone before you do, right? Your gut, your intuitive gut instinct can spot ego. It can spot character flaws. It can sniff out negative intentions, because your gut instinct doesn't overlook past lessons like your mind does. Your gut is not good or bad. It only wants you to survive. It wants you to live, and it wants you to further, to reproduce, to be prosperous, to be fruitful, right? So it's looking out for you. It's your best friend. And it notices things in people that you may not even recognize until it takes time, until you see it, you know, reveal itself. But what we speak about, we bring about, because divine sound is the cause of all manifestation. There's power in your words. The knower of the mystery of sound knows the mystery of the whole universe, right? The power of anything depends on how strongly you believe in it. That's why the placebo effect is so immaculate. Because by virtue of you believing, you activate things in the quantum field. You activate things just by the way you look at it, just by the way you think about it, just by the attention and the flow and the energy that you give to it. You've got to be your own hype man. You follow me? Your own biggest believer. You've got to be your own guru. You've got to be your own medicine. You've got to be your own cheerleader, chief cook, and bottle washer. Do you hear me? Do you realize? Even if you were to take a piece, just a small piece of brain tissue, the size of a grain of sand, that small microscopic grain of brain tissue contains 100,000 neurons and a billion synapses all talking to one another. Microscopic. And there are many versions of yourself that manifest over the course of your life. And each and every version will be impacted and influenced by your closest relationships. In the early years, it's your family for the most of us, right? It's your parents, namely, right? Along with your siblings, your schoolmates, you know, whoever you're growing up watching and listening to, your athletic role models, right? Celebrity idols. All of this goes into the fabric of your personality. Whoever's popular in your culture, the culture of your childhood, shapes and colors and fashions, and it kind of engineers and it puts code in you, and it colors your psyche and your predominant archetype. That's how you show up in the world. The most powerful thing you can do right now is be patient while things unfold for you. Be the stillness beneath the mental noise. Be the stillness beneath the mental noise. Be the stillness. Be still. Be still. and know, right? Our outer world is always, always a reflection of our inner world. Your spirit conscience, like the spirit part of you, your spirit consciousness can conceive anything because it doesn't have a body. And it can traverse 5D. It's hyperdimensional. Okay? And it can move through the cosmos. And it can move through time and space continuum. Right? That's why you ever heard somebody say, we all have a twin, we all have someone that looks like us, or you may hear something like, You've been here before. You seem like an old soul. Or sometimes you know people, right, who it just seems like they've been here before, right? Or they're totally, totally alien to everything. They do shit on their own wavelength. Like, they're just out there, right? We all know people like this. We see them, you know, they might be on their own shit, right? All of this is because your spirit consciousness, it's a form of energy that cannot be created or destroyed. And it doesn't have skin, and it doesn't have hair, and it's not black or white. It's not Republican or liberal. It's not rich or poor. It just is. And it's seen a lot of things, and it's going to see a lot of more. It's going to bring about a lot more things. But everything needs energy, focus, attention to survive. Everything collapses, breaks down, and dies when you withdraw your energy, right? You fuck around and stop taking care of your house, and it will become condemned, right? You stop taking out the trash, you stop cleaning it, you know, you just completely let it go, it will go to ruins, right? Everything in nature, it requires our care and our love and our attention and our focus on it in order for it to become something useful, in order for it to have some form of value, right? All conflict, as you know it, all conflict requires two players. All conflict on every level, on a small level and on a large stage, it takes two to tangle. Even for someone to fuck you over requires you allowing them in many ways. Allowing them. All warfare comes with rules of engagement. You have to participate your energy and attention at the very least, right? Think about that. Even argument, conflict, debate requires your active participation. Otherwise, it's just a single soul shouting into the wind, right? You're not only a person, but you are a presence. When you're growing and moving closer towards greatness, or just getting in alignment with your higher self, it's supposed to hurt, right? It's supposed to stretch you and test you through fire even. How else do you think diamonds are forged? Right? We all want better. Like most people, you pull a pop, you know, just pull back all the layers and the bullshit that a lot of people present and project. Everyone wants, you know, good for themselves. Nice housing, nice clothes. You want money. You want the money to be able to afford experiences that you would like to experience and go the places you want to go and do the things you want to do. Right? But yet, no one wants to be uncomfortable. No one wants to be stretched, be squeezed, experience pressure, conflict, right? The things that sharpen you and make you better and make you stronger and make you wiser and make you more tender and more empathetic, right? And more compassionate. They hurt. They're going to burn. They're going to stretch you. They're going to try you. They're going to squeeze you. And at this stage in the game, we have to unlearn thousands of years of conditioning, of poverty programming, of limitation programming, and all of the outdated business models and family frameworks built on a hierarchical rubric, a hierarchy backbone. Those on the bottom, those on the middle, those on the top. That's why people want to be bosses, and they want to be the boss, right? They want to be over someone because no one wants to be on the bottom, because we all know about hierarchy. That's a huge aspect of humanity, is hierarchy and class structure. And I'm saying we gotta begin to question and unlearn this bullshit, because it's bullshit. There are people who came here on the bottom and now they're up, like up. And those who came here born with a silver spoon, nothing but private schools, nothing but, we're talking Vanderbilts, we're talking Kennedys, right? We're talking Onassis. Old money. And we've seen some of these people fall from grace, blow their brains out. Because they may be tortured, right? We have to unlearn all of the conditioning and programming that has kept us anchored and stuck in suspended animation, working hard but not moving. You grinding but you still broke. You work, right? Work. And still don't have shit. Still don't own shit. Still can't see anything in the world because you're bound to this cage, right? All outdated ways of existing in this simulation, because the game has changed. Someone listening to the sound of my voice right now, you are one idea away from being your family's first millionaire. Somebody listening to this, you are one fucking idea from being your family's first billionaire. I'm talking by everybody out of poverty. You're one idea away from being that person. Someone is one business move, one record, one screenplay, one ghost kitchen, one investment away from your life going straight 5.0 on the Richter scale. One conversation with the right person away from totally revolutionizing your life. Look at anyone who went from ashy to classy, right? Went from ashy to classy. And it's simple things, not easy things. It's simple things, but not easy things. You don't have to be the most beautiful or the most brilliant. You just have to think different, be different, move different from the larger human hive mind. Think about it. Everybody who did it big, anyone and everyone who is powerful, they did shit a little different. They swung in the opposite direction from where everybody else was going. What's the difference between the men and women who come here, incarnate on this planet with nothing and leave with nothing, versus those souls who come here? I mean, and really think about it. What's the difference? Those who come here and make a dent in the atmosphere. The ones who go in history books. The ones who have statues made in their image, or who manage to generate enough wealth and abundance and prosperity to have a self-sustaining empire that outlives them, right? Think Disney, think Coca-Cola, right? Elvis, Aretha Franklin, Gordon Parks, right? Bob Marley, Spielberg, right? Mandela, Steve Jobs, Shakespeare, Napoleon. I'm talking about people that put a dent in the fucking fabric of this simulation. And the thing is, a lot of those people were no smarter than you are right now. And they damn sure didn't have the access and awareness that you have at this present moment. They just were in a position and they made the most of it. So you see, you have to reestablish your goals. Like, why in hell are you here? And what did you come to do? Is there a greater purpose that you've moved away from? You know, because a lot of us, these past 2 years, the pandemic and all the ensuing bullshit that came from that kind of knocked a lot of people off their front of center. So, you know, a lot of people are just kind of getting back on their feet, so to speak, right? Because the tapestry of our world, of our reality, of our day-to-day life was disturbed, right? It was disturbed. You have to establish your goals. Like, why do you do what you do? Why are you working that job? Why are you taking that course? You have the free will, the ability and power to be whatever you want, do whatever you want, and have whatever you want. Because the reality is, things will come together and turn out exactly how you visualize them. Now, it won't all happen overnight. And it's probably not gonna, you know, you're not gonna get all you want at once. But if you can begin to journal and write out your vision and write out the shit you want for yourself and be like laser focused on that, and breaking it down, re-engineer from from end to beginning. Where do I want to end up? Where do I want to end up? What's the end game going to look like? And in order for my end game to look like that, what will I have to do every month, every week, each day, every season, every quarter? Look at those things you've journaled and written down. Like, study the vision, and you got to know why you want it. You have to have a really big, poignant why. You have to have a really big, big, juicy, sexy, sensual, hellified why. Because as you're trying to reach that shit, life's gonna happen. You're going to lose people you love. You're going to meet new people. Things that you thought were going to last long are going to be cut short. Things are going to get thrown at you. You're going to walk into some, you're going to have some pitfalls, right? But as long as that why is compelling enough, right? You'll get back on your shit every time. Yeah, clear vision. Clear vision. You have to have clear vision. And most people don't know what they want. Not for real, for real. And that's the reason why most people don't have the things that we want. And I had to even check myself on that. Like, every time I've gotten what I wanted, it was because I was very, very clear and direct in knowing that I wanted it. And being intentional and strategic in accessing it and getting it, right? A lot of us never press in long enough for shit to manifest for you. If you throw in the towel too soon, you forfeit the spoils. And half the battle is just waiting people out. Because most people are gonna dip out. Most people are going to abandon. Most people are going to throw in the towel. When shit gets hard enough, and again, we all have our different thresholds, but most people, they can't stand too much pressure. They just can't. It's like, before learning to make a million, you have to learn to make 100,000. You got to, right? You're not going to just go from zero to a million. You're going to have to learn how to make 100,000. Before you earn 100,000, you have to learn how to earn 10,000. And the fastest way to do this is to get around people who are already doing it. People who are already earning a million or earning 100K, right? And doing it, not writing about it, not singing songs about it, doing it, living it, actually walking in it. because you have to see how they think and how they talk. What vibe are they on? And sometimes that alone catapults you. Just getting in the realm, getting in the force field, I like to say. Get in the force field of powerful people, anchors, maps, compasses. We do things in a certain energetic pattern, and that's based on who we are exposed to, mostly. Creatives birth creatives. Ballers birth ballers. Business owners usually teach their children the tools of the trade. Farmers usually birth more farmers and landowners. And unfortunately, drunks sometimes birth drunks, right? That's DNA. That's DNA. That's genetics. That's your blood. That's what's in your veins. So you have to find yourself some anchors, maps, and compasses. There's only a certain height you can reach when you live in survival mode. Nature loves courage. Nature loves courage. Right? Energy you put out will always return to you in a variety of ways. You might think you get away with shit. You never really get away with shit, because it's going to come back to you in subtle ways. It may not come back to you all at once, but it's going to come back to you. Talk to your DNA, because you are a vision board. Write the vision, speak the vision, conceive the vision, and then bring the vision into fruition through the power of your subconscious mind. Learn to master your energy. And I'm not just saying this. Listen. Master what you put out. Master your word. Right? Be impeccable with your word. Be impeccable with how you think, how you view things. Do you always look at shit like on the negative side, or do you look on the bright side, right? Adjust what you wake up thinking, the way you speak, your thoughts, and how you move. Literally, how you move. How you move. It's a different way to exist, right? You create your own luck. And the thing about luck is a mystical energy. And she only fucks with people who have a certain mindset and way of thinking. Yeah, luck is, she's picky. Right? When you wake up in the morning, your brain is in a theta frequency, or theta brainwave and flow. Theta is the brainwave frequency associated with rapid programming and hypnosis. So you access this state right after you wake up. And as you're falling asleep, that 5 to 15 minutes before you go to sleep and 5 to 15 minutes upon waking, when your eyes are still kind of cloudy and sandy feeling, right? Your mind is most ripe to deposit direction and directives into the fertile soil of your subconsciousness at that time. Rewiring your subconscious mind is the most impeccable game changer. That right there, when you rewire your subconscious mind, I mean, really get in your shit and change the way you think, change the way you speak, change the way you see shit. Your world will change. Literally before your eyes, your world will change. Because you, as you elevate financially, and you elevate spiritually, and you elevate psychologically, you get better quality everything you're exposed to. Better quality housing, better quality dating pool to choose from. Wait till your money get right and see who you're attracting. The kind of cars you can drive, the kind of places you can, you know, where you can go out to eat, where you can travel to, where you can shop and buy shoes and watches. All of that gets better and better and better. Where you go to the grocery store, all of that is improved as your shit improves, as your mind improves, as your consciousness improves, your money improves, Your connections improve. Your relationships improve, right? Learn something new every day. If you don't get anything else from this particular podcast, it's this. You need to be learning something new every day by any means possible. If that means reading, if that means listening to audiobooks, if that means listening to podcasts, if that means going back to school and taking classes while you're working, if it means taking up, you know, where you get under somebody and apprentice them and study them, get you a different mentor, get you a coach, get you a trainer, but do something different, because the shit we've been doing, it's not working. The subconscious mind never sleeps. The biocomputer that is your mind, it never turns off. Even when you're asleep, it's listening and it's hearing. Even when you're not thinking about it, it's picking up shit you can't stop to realize you're seeing. You never know what new line of code will update your reality and upgrade your world as you know it. Every niche has a lane for you to get in. For you to get rich, for you to be great, for you to be healthy, for you to be wealthy, for you to be popping, for your art, for whatever you're selling, whatever you're doing to thrive and flourish. And where you cannot find a niche, you can't find a lane, it means you're supposed to architect and engineer one from the natural resources of your subconscious mind. Your talents, your gifts, your abilities. Everybody has genius level talent in something. There's some people, it's just the way you cook up a meal. That shit is 5-star, fancy, fantastic, and people will pay you for it. And the world will form a line to get your food in their mouth. Some people, just the way you word things, your gift of gab gets you in rooms. You know how to talk to people. You know how to bribe people. You could sell an Eskimo snow. That's just how bad your shit is. Just how on point you are. But you got to tap in. And you got to tap your resources. And you got to sharpen your saw. Right? You got to tighten up your craft. You got to tighten up your craft. Nobody's going to tighten up your craft for you. No one can do the push-ups for you. Nobody can run your laps for you, right? Do a new thing. Learn something new every day and do a new thing. Talk to your DNA. Again, write the vision, speak the vision, conceive the vision, right? Write the vision, right? Speak the vision, conceive the vision, then bring the vision into fruition through the power of your subconscious mind. And here's the thing. Find yourself some anchors, some maps, and some compasses. Find those people who give life, who speak to your spirit, who pour into you, who uplift you, who elevate your thoughts, people who help give direction and navigation and orientation, and be ready to do a new thing. If nothing changes, nothing changes. If nothing changes, nothing changes. The ones who help keep you secure are your anchors. Thank you so much for listening.